Welcome to the Center of Forgotten America. God bless America. I'm Steve Gerber. This is the Steve Gerber Show for Thursday, October 17th, 2019. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the strike by the UAW against General Motors appears to be over. A few formalities and then it's off to vote. And what will it mean for workers at Ford and Chrysler? We'll get to that. Number two, according to sources inside a secret interview with former Ukraine Special Rep Kurt Volker, Adam Schiff did his best to manipulate the answers and create a false narrative about Donald Trump, pressuring them to investigate the Bidens. No wonder he wants to be behind closed doors. And number one, Chuck and Nancy storm out of the White House demanding the United States engage in war in Syria to defend the Kurds while accusing the president of insulting the Speaker of the House as a third-rate politician. We'll get to all of that, but first we have big breaking news for you this morning. If you have not heard yet, Elijah Cummings, the chair of the House Oversight and Reform Committee, has died overnight. He died at Johns Hopkins University Hospital in Baltimore. He was 68 years old. Elijah Cummings coming into his own this year as the chair of the House Oversight and Reform Committee, part of the impeachment pursuit of Donald Trump as president. Elijah Cummings among those demanding documents and issuing subpoenas. And now he has died, I would say, unexpectedly and quite shockingly. I don't think I didn't see this coming. There were health concerns with Elijah Cummings. I'm not sure anybody saw this coming. I think everybody is shocked at the death of Elijah Cummings, who has been in Congress since 1996 and has become a huge thorn in the side of President Trump in recent weeks and months. And so Cummings, who had a single one-on-one conversation with the president, it was in 2017 when both were working on plans to lower drug prices, which, by the way, the president got done. So this is a big question on a date. On a day when Matt Drudge shows his true colors again, supporting impeachment and suggesting that the majority of Americans believe that impeachment and removal is the right thing to do. Matt Drudge putting out a poll from Gallup suggesting that 52% of Americans support removal of the president. I don't believe that to be true. I believe Gallup got out of the polling business because they were so bad at it. Gallup got out of doing presidential polls after 2016 because they're so grossly inaccurate. Well, put that and consider that. The death of Elijah Cummings, of course, will slow down the impeachment proceedings. There was hope by some that there could be impeachment votes and a trial before Thanksgiving. That's a month from now. Man, they're optimistic. Just ram it right through. Well, with Elijah Cummings passing, obviously that's going to gum up the works. Slow things down. Of course, they'll put somebody in place quickly. They'll say, nothing changes, we move forward, because that's what Elijah Cummings would want. Well, with all due respect and in deference to the man who has passed away, I don't care what he thought. It should be done right. It should be done out in the open. Adam Schiff holding hearings in the dark should not be allowed. We've now learned that behind closed doors, in a secret interview of Kurt Volker, the envoy to Ukraine for the United States, the leading envoy to Ukraine, during that closed-door meeting, Adam Schiff tried and tried and tried again to get Kurt Volker to say that there was a quid pro quo, to say that Donald Trump was demanding these things happen. Volker said it didn't happen. Adam Schiff time and again trying to put words in his mouth. But it didn't happen, and he wouldn't agree to say what Adam Schiff was demanding. And then came yesterday, apparently a dust-up at the White House. Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi storming out of the White House, out of the cabinet room, saying that Donald Trump had insulted Nancy Pelosi, had a meltdown, called her a third-rate politician. Well, she's not a third-rate politician. She's pretty good at what she does because she can get the votes, which is why she's not taking an impeachment vote on the House floor, because she knows she can't get the votes, for example. Anyhow, Chuck Schumer came out crying to the nearest microphone he could find, as if he had been wounded emotionally. But I want you to hear it. It's bite number one from Chuck Schumer. Bite one. Go.
The president had no plan, no real plan for containing ISIS other than relying on the Syrians and the Turks. Then why did we spend a decade, billions of dollars, and lost lives in trying to curtail ISIS, if on a phone call, on a whim, the president is going to undo all of that and turn this over to the Turks and the Syrians. I would also say one other thing. He was insulting, particularly to the speaker. She kept her cool completely, but he called her a third-rate politician. He said that there are communists involved and you guys might like that. I mean, this was not a dialogue. It was sort of a diatribe, a nasty diatribe, not focused on the facts, particularly the fact of how to curtail ISIS, a terrorist organization that aims to hurt the United States in our homeland.
Isn't it fascinating how the Democrats have somehow run to embrace George W. Bush's foreign policy? Don't you find that remarkable? The Democrats are running as fast as they can to embrace the foreign policy put forth and implemented by George W. Bush. By the way, during that time, they criticized George W. Bush the entire time, saying he didn't have congressional approval to do any of these things. Well, I have a suggestion. Congress, if you want to be in the middle of a war with Turkey on one side and Syria on the other and the Kurds being protected behind you, I suggest have a vote. Every time the president, a Republican president, that is, initiates a military strike, you scream foul. When a Democrat president like Barack Obama does it, you say nothing. It's all politics, you see. And I understand that, and so do most people. But if you really want to go to war with Turkey on one side and Syria on the other, if you just want to be in the middle there, then you should vote for that resolution. You should have a declaration of war. But who would you go to war against? We don't like Syria. Turkey's quickly becoming an Islamic state. The Kurds, it appears, will go with whoever gives them protection, be it the Syrians or the Russians, maybe the Iranians. They'll go anywhere. It's always been the case. It's tribalism. It's run and gun. It's constant civil war. And so which part of that do you want to take up, and which part of that should America be burying its children for? Which one of those conflicts is best served for us to spend our treasure on? Is it Turkey? Is it Syria? Is it the Kurds? How best to send boys home in boxes to Iowa and Minnesota and Michigan? How best to do that? Which place do you prefer to go? And I'm going to get into this after the break. But I don't disagree with Donald Trump. Now, I don't know it was the best way to come out. But remember, we went to Syria for a short period of time 10 years ago. We're just going to be there for a bit. 10 years have now passed. 20 years in Afghanistan. 70 years in Korea. The problem with the American military is once it goes somewhere, it never leaves. And, of course, we have a major military base in Turkey that's incredibly important. 8 military bases, big ones, in the Middle East. And to what end? What has it done for us? Has it brought us Middle East peace? Not in my lifetime, or yours either. 14 after on a Thursday at the Steve Gruber Show. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
Elected officials in Michigan broke their promise for a transparent, balanced process when it came to reforming auto insurance. They passed a bill in the middle of the night which had no public hearings and no fiscal analysis. Worse yet, it created many new problems while failing to address the real issues. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close. And there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
Today, to show you something else about Pioneer's corn and soybean product development, I'm in Johnston, Iowa. I'm walking into a large, nondescript building, but what's inside is definitely worth describing. This is the insectary. That humming is from an environmental growth chamber. Behind this last set of doors are, you guessed it, insects. Lots of them. Okay, here we go. These insects, along with research data, help pioneer breeders design corn and soybean products to better withstand insect pressure. This knowledge goes back decades and is constantly expanding for the future. The Insectary, another place that makes Pioneer pioneer. You'll hear more from me later. For now, let your local Pioneer sales representative hear from you.